Lisa, Wire, WIRE 6567. 6567. Miss Wire is a very nice 57-year-old woman who lost her husband during COVID in 2021. Patient now lives with her daughter, her granddaughter, who she has full custody of, and her animals, including chickens, turkey, and a miniature donkey. That kind of girl. Period. In the paragraph, patient has been seeing the GI doctor for some time, has had vector bleeding, has had CT scan, colonoscopy, EGD. She has multiple ulcers in her stomach, in her esophagus, and also was told she has much diverticulosis at this time, period. In the paragraph, in the past 3 or 4 days, she's developed left-sided abdominal pain consistent with diverticulitis with no fever, chills, some diarrhea, and no symptoms of abscess formation, period. In the paragraph, but she also definitely has these symptoms in left side of the abdomen that needs to be treated. She also has symptoms of ear infection. Her granddaughter has flu, but she doesn't have any symptoms of flu. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, arthritis, depression, rheumatoid arthritis under the care of a rheumatologist, left flank pain, chronic diverticulosis, diverticulitis, surgeries, hysterectomy, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy. Let's see, social, she smokes, she doesn't drink alcohol. As I said, lost her husband and lives with her granddaughter with many animals. Medication, Norco 10-325 as needed PRN per specialist. Pain specialist, Lyrica 200 once a day per pain specialist. Ambien 10 milligram once a day per pain specialist. Protonix 40 milligram once a day per GI. Cymbalta 60 milligram once a day per pain specialist. Flexeril 10 milligram TID per pain specialist. 1 Carafate 1 gram QID per pain specialist. Bentil 20 milligram as needed per GI. Methotrexate, 2.5 milligrams, 6 tablets weekly per rheumatologist. Folic acid, 1 milligram a day per rheumatologist. Put that in a separate sheet of paper and put allergy, penicillin, and Zofran for medication, medication list. Family history, colon cancer in mom, dad, and her sisters, has had numerous colonoscopies in the past, period. The paragraph, as I mentioned, recently she had colonoscopy and EGD. About 2 months ago, has ulcers, has a hiatal hernia, and gastroparesis, period. In the paragraph, review of system as above, COVID immunization, it's a moot point. She did have COVID as well, but she survived it, period. Review of system as above, I said that. 191 pounds, no significant change, 99%, 98, 18, 92, 136 over 80. Heart positive, small positive, 2 lungs, 3 bronchi, abdomen soft, but left side of the tenderness noted, logical non-focal skin, shows no rational on mucosa with tank vision. Number 1. Left-sided abdominal pain. Oh, TMs are read bilaterally. Number 2, suspect diverticulitis. Number 3, severe diverticulosis. Number 4, Rosefenic gram. Now, next numbers, Levaquin 500 once a day. Next numbers, Otitis media. Next numbers, Levaquin should be helpful taking care of her ear symptoms as well as the Rosefenic. Next number, pain issues under care of a pain specialist. Next number, rheumatoid arthritis under care of a rheumatologist and methotrexate. Next number, check blood work. Next number, patient is not taking a glipizide because she says her blood sugars are stable. Next number, fatty liver. Next number is recheck A1C. Next number is colon cancer, family history of up-to-date workup. Next number, has been referred for sleep apnea but has never had it done. Not interested in talking about it today. Next number, definitely has fatty liver. Next number, status post cholecystectomy. Next number, status post hysterectomy. Next number, kidneys look normal. Next number, history of vertigo. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, echocardiogram shows no significant change from previous evaluation. Next number, patient has been on Lasix in the past, off and on, which she takes as needed for fluid retention. Next number, avoid salt. Next number is check TSH. Next number is, again, I still think she needs a sleep study done, but she doesn't want to do it at this time. Next number is borderline rheumatoid arthritis noted. Next number is, if symptoms do not improve, may need to have abdominal CT scan done. Next number, reevaluate next week. Next number, blood work has been obtained. Next number, leg pain, arm pain, multifactorial. No sign of DV2 or PVD noted. Next number is kidneys look normal. Next number, findings were discussed with patient before leaving the office. Thank you.